It was in November 2004 that Amanda and I were able to travel to Swaziland for the first time to meet Kevin and Helen Ward and become first aware of the Teen Challenge ministry in Swaziland. And in particular, not just the ministry amongst young men in terms of addictive lifestyle, but by that stage, Teen Challenge had branched out into addressing what is, without doubt, the greatest, as you'll hear, need in Swaziland today, and that is the HIV/AIDS epidemic. We discovered that Challenge Ministries Swaziland, as it's become known, was beginning to take young children off the streets who were orphaned. Some of them had lost both parents, been discarded by members of their family because there's no welfare state in Swaziland to look after them. Challenge Ministries, under the leadership of Kevin Ward, had begun to house these children on a farm called Hawani Farm. And we began to sponsor that work as a church, and we continue to this day to give regular large monthly amounts in support of that work. And some years ago, a house which is now called CLC House was built on that farm, along with other houses and churches around the country built. And it's been our absolute delight to be in partnership with the work in Swaziland and to have Kevin and Helen visit us on a number of occasions and to have a phenomenal partnership and relationship. But of course, the great benefit is that we've known over these years, as we've prayed, as we've given, as we've supported, that lives have been changed and impacted. Young children. And it's just so great today that you will see children, young people, some of them from little 7-year-olds you'll meet in a moment, through to young men and women who are coming now into their adult years. And I can tell you, you have to hit adulthood a lot earlier in Swaziland than you do in the UK. And they're going to be singing and sharing their story. And they're going to be coming in a little while. We've got a video. But before we show the video, I want you to welcome the Kulala Choir to Christian Life Centre Celio.
Swaziland now holds the dubious title of the highest prevalence rate in the world. The jump in prevalence in Swaziland was from 3.9% in 1992 to 38.6% in 2002. That's an increase of 900%. What is to become of this lovely little country?
Good morning, Big CC. No, we're not CLC. Forgive me, please. I don't know where I am. I don't know what day of the week is this. We've been in Swansea and Meath and Brecon and Big CC, and now we're in CLC. And good morning. It's great to see you all this morning. A special welcome from Pastor Kevin and Helen Ward, who are our senior pastors from Potter's Wheel Church, senior pastors of Challenge Ministries. They send their greetings and their love to you all, because you're very special as a church to us and to them. So welcome and greetings from them. My name is Lloyd Cheshire. I'm an Elim minister, previously in Birmingham in Ward End up until November last year. And God called my wife and I, my three children, to be with this awesome group of people out in Swaziland. And there we are ministering now. And I just want to introduce to you this morning two of our team this morning. So if we could welcome our first person. Here she is. Let's give her a round of applause. Good morning. What is your name, please, sweetheart? Ganile. And what does Ganile mean?
Last born.
The last born. So you're the last born in your family. How old are you, sweetheart?
Seven.
And are you enjoying England?
Yes.
Fabulous. Do you go to school?
Yes.
And what is your favorite subject at school?
Maths.
Maths. So you're very clever, hey?
Yes.
And who is that being, man?
My name is Baneli.
Baneli. And what does Baneli mean?
Baneli means enough.
It means enough. I think his parents were trying to say something. And how old are you, sir?
14 years old.
14. And are you enjoying England?
Yes.
Are you enjoying Birmingham?
Yes.
Are you enjoying CLC?
Yes.
Let's give him a round of applause. So we come to you this evening with our message of hope. We hope this morning that you receive the hope that we have from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Perfect submission, perfect delight, God in the baptized now, God's the explaining that they have a child being forced to sleep in a pit latrine. His skin was so diseased and marked that they had called him the crocodile skin boy. Social welfare arrived. They hadn't washed him. They hadn't changed his clothes. I wish you could have seen the Challenge Ministry's children helping to wash him down. They took soap and gloves and washed him inch by inch, the dirt poured off him. Within an hour and a half, we had a new child. The dirt had been washed off Seaport. He's been given a new set of clothes, but the scars run deep. Who's going to help this child? Who's going to be able to teach him that his Father in heaven is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask, more than we can imagine, according to the power that works in us? Who's going to introduce him to the love of Jesus Christ? That's our job. That's the job of Challenge Ministries, Swaziland.
This is Zodwa.
Many people would have turned their backs on Zodwa's situation. Most of her family, including her parents and a sister, died of HIV and AIDS, and she suffered the same disease. She had many more diseases, including surgery and psychological issues. And she came under our care in 2007 when she was going through many harsh conditions.
I first heard about Zodwa through my mom because she was Zodwa's teacher. And then she used to insist that we must save food for Zodwa every day. And then my mom was the one who introduced Zodwa to Challenge Ministry because she was very sick after the year. Their parents passed away. Sadly, we have to say goodbye to Zodwa in July. She passed away for a disease that she'd had for a long, long time. And we were just so sad to say goodbye, but it was an amazing experience. She absolutely loved the Lord Jesus. We know she's in heaven. And actually, through her death, it actually brought the other children together in an amazing way. For example, some of the children came home from school and they just wanted to be with her. They were talking with her. They were massaging her hands and legs with oil. And it was such a beautiful picture. And we'd known Zodwa for 4 years. And in that time, she was a very kind and loving girl. She was good at sharing. Yes, she had her difficulties, but she was ill the whole time. And it was just a blessing to know her. And we can be reassured that we'll see her again in heaven. So we just want to thank all those who have supported us and in helping Zodwa. It's a real privilege to be able to support these children to have a better life, even a better ending in life. So we thank you so much for your support. We miss you, Zodwa.
Now I know that you all want to take part in that one, eh? Don't you?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Fabulous. And you all want to see your pastor as well do it as well, don't you?
Yes.
Because he's been practicing all night. Yeah? So they're gonna dance, yeah? Okay, Usa?